Dr. Joe Vitale.
As soon as you start to feel differently about what you already have, you will start to attract more of the good things, more of the things you can be grateful for. Because you can look around and say, well, look, I don't have the car I want. I don't have the house I want. I don't have the health I want. I don't have the spouse I want. Well, back up, back up. Those are all the things you don't want. Focus on what you already have that you're grateful for. And it might be you have the eyes to watch this. It might be the clothes that you have. Yes, you might prefer something else, and you might get something else pretty soon if you start feeling grateful for what you have.
Many people who order their lives rightly in all other ways are kept in poverty by their lack of gratitude. Wallace Wattles.
It is impossible to bring more into your life if you are feeling ungrateful about what you have. Why? Because the thoughts and feelings you emit as you feel ungrateful are all negative emotions. Whether it is jealousy, resentment, dissatisfaction, or feelings of not enough, those feelings cannot bring you what you want. They can only return to you more of what you do not want. Those negative emotions are blocking your own good coming to you. If you want a new car, but you are ungrateful for the car you have, that will be the dominant frequency you are sending out. Be grateful for what you have now. As you begin to think about all the things in your life you are grateful for, you will be amazed at the never-ending thoughts that come back to you of more things to be grateful for. You have to make a start. And then the law of attraction will receive those grateful thoughts and give you more just like them. You will have locked into the frequency of gratitude, and all good things will be yours.
The daily practice of gratitude is one of the conduits by which your wealth will come to you. Wallace Wattles.
Lee Brower, wealth trainer and specialist, author and teacher.
I think everybody goes through times when they say, oh, man, things aren't working right, or things are going bad. And there were some things going on in my family, and I found a rock. I'm just sitting here holding this rock. You might see me carrying around. I found a rock. I stuck it in my pocket. And I said, you know what? Every time I touch this rock, I'm going to think of something that I'm grateful for. And so every morning when I get up in the morning, I pick it up off the dresser. I put it in my pocket. And I go through the things that I'm grateful for. At night, what do? You empty your pocket, and there it is again. And I've had some different experiences with that. I've had some amazing experiences. I had a guy from South Africa, and he saw me drop it. He said, what is that? I explained it to him, so he started calling it a gratitude rock. 2 weeks later, I got an email from him from South Africa. And he said, my son is dying from a rare disease. It's a type of hepatitis. He said, would you send me 3 gratitude rocks? Now, they're just rocks I found off the street, you know? So I said, sure. I had to make sure that the rocks were very special. And so I went out to the stream, looked, picked out the right rocks, and sent them off to him. 4 or 5 months later, I get an email from him. He said, my son's better, doing terrific. He said, but you need to know something. He says, we've sold over 1,000 rocks at $10 a piece as gratitude rocks, and we've raised all this money for charity. Thank you very much. And so it's very important to be in an attitude of gratitude, as I call it.
The great scientist Albert Einstein revolutionized the way we view time, space, and gravity. From his poor background and poor beginnings, you would have thought it impossible for him to achieve all that he did. Einstein knew a great deal of the secret, and he said thank you hundreds of times each day. He thanked all the great scientists who had preceded him for their contributions. They enabled him to learn and achieve even more in his work and eventually become one of the greatest scientists who ever lived. One of the most powerful uses of gratitude can be incorporated in the creative process to turbocharge what you want. As Bob Proctor advised in the first step of the creative process, ask, start by writing down what you want. Begin each sentence with, I am so happy and grateful now that, and you fill in the rest. When you give thanks as though you have already received what you want, you are emitting a powerful signal to the universe. That signal is saying that you have it already because you are feeling gratitude for it now. Each morning before you get out of bed, make it a habit to feel the feelings of gratitude in advance for the great day ahead, as though it is done. From the moment I discovered the secret and formulated the vision to share this knowledge with the world, I gave thanks every day for the film The Secret, which would bring joy to the world. I had no idea how we would bring this knowledge to the screen, but trusted that we would attract the way. I stayed focused and held to the outcome. I felt deep feelings of gratitude in advance. As that became my state of being, the floodgates opened and all the magic flowed into our lives. For the magnificent team of The Secret and for me, our deep heartfelt feelings of gratitude continue to this day. We have become a team that resonates gratitude with every moment, and it has become our way of life.